أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So back to Quran City, and we've been looking at the chapters or the surah that are in the Musabbihat section or the Musabbihat suburb. We've called it Musabbihat Crescent. There's seven of them. And today we will look at the sixth one, which is Surah At-Taghabun. And this is Surah number 64. It is 18 ayat. Well, let's first see what Taghabun means. It actually means loss and gain. And maybe I'll elaborate further. The moment you hear Taghabun, it's ultimate loss and ultimate gain. Sort of like the results on the final day, you know, your final exams. This is your final result of loss and gain. And that's what Taghabun means. Now, the surah obviously focuses on this. What is the final winning, or what is the ultimate winning, and what is ultimate losing? It also talks about the reward or recompense of standing firm in faith when one is suffering. And Allah says the recompense is divine guidance of the heart. And finally, it talks about the challenges that happen in a family. So family challenges, and then Allah gives the instructions of how to deal with them. And you know what? They're completely different from what we imagine them to be. So without further ado, let's just go to the surah. Before that, you know what? This surah is a refresher course. It's a refresher course to a Muslim community who needed to go back to basics. Remember, it's a Madani surah. Sometimes we forget. When we go far ahead, we forget the very basics. It's like when we teach preschool children, we tell them, before anything, you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Funnily, the children do, but their parents forget. As we grow older, we forget the basics. So this really is a refresher course. So five sections in this surah. The first one is ayat 1 to 4. And as with all the other musabbihat, all creation declare the perfection of the awesome creator. And then Allah gives his qualities. He owns all creation. Sovereignty is his. He has control over everything. He is the creator. He designed you and me. And you know what? He designed you and me with a particular plan. So there should be no complaint of why this or why that. And it reminds me of a story about Arthur Ashe. He was a Wimbledon player who was dying of AIDS, which he got due to infected blood that he received during heart surgery in 1983. He received lots of letters from his fans which said, "Why does God have to select you for such a bad disease when you did nothing wrong?" And to this he replied, "The world over, 50 million children start playing tennis. 5 million learn to play tennis. 500,000 learn professional tennis. 50,000 come to the circuit. 5,000 reach the Grand Slam, 50 reach Wimbledon, 4 to the semi-finals and 2 to the finals. When I was holding a cup, I never asked God, why me? And today in pain, I should not be asking God, why me?" So carrying on with this awesome creator, he knows what is in the heavens and the earth, and he knows what is in the hearts. So all of creation declare his perfection. The human being needs to do the same, for he is the best of creations. Section 2, it defines what kufr is. What is covering up the truth? Remember, kafara is to cover up. So kufr in essence is denying divine guidance and accountability. And divine guidance is a combination of the messenger and the book. And this section tells you that the reason why they denied the messenger was they rejected him because he was human. And then there is an invitation to belief in Ayah 8. Allah says, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَالنُّورِ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. Believe in Allah and His Messenger and the light, and this light or this energy is the Qur'an, which we have revealed, and Allah is cognizant and aware of everything that you do. Third section is Ayah 9 to 10, and literally that talks about Taghabun, the day of the final success or the results for the final success and the final loss. Ayah 9 talks about ultimate success and Ayah 10 about ultimate loss, which leads one to a despicable place. And then section 4. Now here Allah in Ayah 11 to 13 talks about maintaining faith through suffering. He says, ما أصاب من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله. There is no affliction, there is no musiba, except with Allah's permission. Now the word asaba means to target something. It's a bit like he knows your Achilles heel, and that's where he's going to get to. And if when a calamity affects you, he says, and you don't lose your faith, you stand firm, then he says that the greatest gift that he will give you is divine guidance of the heart. Absolutely phenomenal. And he says how to maintain this faith through obedience to Allah and His Messenger. And finally, the fifth section, this is ayah 14 to 18. It talks about the challenging behaviors in a family and then instructions of how to deal with them. He says you will find from your family those who will take you away from trust in divinity. But you know what? Forgive them. Let it go. And don't bring it up again. Cover up. This is ayah 14. He says, وَإِن تَعْفُوا وَتَسْفَحُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا. Remember these three words. Forgive, let it go, cover up, and don't mention it again. And he will be forgiving and merciful. He says, wealth and children are a difficult test. He uses the word fitna, which comes from fatna, which is to purify gold. That's how hard it is. And then he says what ultimate success is. He says, وَمَنْ يُقَّ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. If we're able to protect ourselves from greed, from being self-absorbed or self-obsessed or selfish, then that is the ultimate success. And finally, in ayah 17, he talks about قَرْزِ حَسَنَ, the most beautiful of loans. He asks for a loan, which essence means to be able to serve humanity. So in a nutshell, ultimate success is about being selfless, and ultimate loss is about being selfish. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to be those who get to ultimate success on the day of Qiyamah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.